Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Just in, an armed Nevada man was arrested at a security checkpoint outside former President Donald Trump's rally last night in Coachella, east of Los Angeles. CBS's Lana Zak has more.
Authorities say the 49-year-old man was illegally in possession of a shotgun, a loaded handgun, and a high-capacity magazine. However, they say Trump's safety was not compromised. The man was released last night after posting a $5,000 bond.
Trump campaigned last hour in Arizona, hitting Vice President Harris on border security.
For four straight years, she's imported an army of illegal alien gang members and migrant criminals from the dungeons all over the world.
Harris campaigned today in Greenville, North Carolina. She spoke at the predominantly black Koinonia Christian Church Center about the aftermath of Hurricanes Helene and Milton.
We have seen those who have lost everything gathering donations for others. You know, it's been my experience to see that in a moment of crisis. Isn't it something when you know that often it is the people who have the least give the most?
Overall, the CBS poll indicates the race remains very tight, with Harris 3 points ahead nationally and holding a 1-point lead in battleground states that could determine the election. CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen is in Treasure Island, Florida, covering the recovery from Hurricanes Helene and Milton. He says FEMA funding right now is complicated.
It's almost impossible to distinguish, though, exactly what damage was from Helene and what damage was from Milton. And that's one of the interesting things that came out of this press conference, because when it comes to FEMA relief and fund allocations, usually they designate that money per storm. But with this one, because it's nearly impossible to tell which damage came from which storm, they are merging those funds together.
The U.S. will send the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System to Israel, as well as the troops to operate it. The mission, says President Biden,
defend Israel.
A drone strike did hit central Israel today, wounding more than 60 people. 4 Israeli soldiers were killed. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group said the strike targeted a military camp. More from BBC's Sebastian Usher.
Israel has vowed what its defense minister Yoav Gallant has called lethal and surprising retaliation, which is likely to further raise the stakes in the conflict between the two countries.
A federal judge has pressed the U.S. Justice Department to justify the terms of Boeing's agreement to plead guilty in the wake of 2 fatal 737 MAX crashes, but stopped short of ruling on whether to accept the deal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some showers and a low around 34. North winds continue to gust. For Monday, showers are likely with a high around 47. Monday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 31. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy again with a high of 47.
Currently, 46 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Seth Faces the Music, where there's a party going on and you're all invited. What are we celebrating? Why? It's show number 100, everyone. That's right. Been doing this show for 100 episodes. Hard to believe, but I can't thank everyone enough out there for listening, tuning in, and enjoying the show. That's the only reason we are still going strong. So let's celebrate, everyone. Let's have a party by playing songs about, well, partying. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We're going to kick it off with a classic from Rare Earth. Here's I Just Want to Celebrate.
Celebrate, yeah, yeah.
Replacements with a Swingin' Party from their classic album Tim. Actually didn't sound that much fun if you ask me. Our next song, however, sounds like it was a blast. She was an early rockabilly pioneer, probably the first lady of early rock and roll. She later went on to country, but those early sides that she cut, man, they're some of the best. Here's Wanda Jackson. Let's have a party.
Chicken in the middle of the room, let's have a party.
that was Celebration from Sally Oldfield. She was from Ireland, and interesting, she was the sister of Mike Oldfield, the composer best known for the song Tubular Bells, which was used as the theme to the film The Exorcist. Ooh. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we are going to check out the very first hit single from probably one of the most successful artists to come out of the 1980s. Singer, songwriter, dancer, choreographer, actor. She has done it all and done it with style. When we come back here on WFHR.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Celebrate.
the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with Don't Know How to Party from the album of the same name. And before that, we heard from the lady herself, Madonna, her first hit single, Holiday, from 1983. Up next, we have a song from a band I've played a couple times more recently. I guess I've kind of rediscovered them. They're from the 1980s. They were definitely post-punk, and they made a judicious use of synthesizers and the like, and they had a marvelous frontman in the ethereal figure of Dave Sylvian. From their album Tin Drum, this is Japan with The Art of Parties.
So turn 21.
21.
You and I just can't get along.
But why are you acting surprised when you call me and find out I'm with all the guys? Don't be so shy, I'm coming to pick your ass up and we're hitting like buns up for chicken and fries.
Trust me, could do better.
And that was Strawberry Girls featuring Andre with Party Nights from their album Tasmanian Glow. And a shout out to my colleague Laura on her birthday this weekend. That one goes out to you. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we have a classic from the 1960s all about parties and crying and having, well, not a very good time. But the production was supervised by a young Quincy Jones. Find out what it is when we come back on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight's some showers and a low around 34. North winds continue to gust. For Monday, showers are likely with a high around 47. Monday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 31. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy again with a high of 47.
Right now, it's 44.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you. difficult. Try not to condemn.
Party Out of Bounds. That was the B-52s with their complaint about going to a bad party, I guess. Who knows with those guys? They were kind of weird. And before that, we heard from the great Leslie Gore, It's My Party. Like I said before the break, the great Quincy Jones kind of started his career with her, produced several of her early hits, and went on to do, well, some very amazing things. Up next, we have a classic from the Foursome from Liverpool. This is from their album Beatles for Sale, the fourth album they released in the UK. And you know what it shows? This was like 18 months and they released something like four albums. They were exhausted. And you can tell from some of the songs here, the mood, especially the ones they wrote, they were tired and maybe a little depressed. Here they are with I Don't Want to Spoil the Party.
So I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. I've had a drink or two and I don't care. There's no fun in what I do when she's not there. Take a walk and look for her. Though tonight she's made me sad, I still love her. If I find her, I'll be glad. I still love her. I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. There. I wonder what went wrong. I waited far too long. But I think I'll take a walk and look for her.
message.
Hey, call me back when you get this, or when you've got a minute. We really need to talk. Wait, you know what? Maybe just forget it. 'Cause by the time you get this, your number might be lost. Blah, blah, blah. You just want what you can't have. No way, I'll call the cops. If you don't stop, I'll call your dad.
Catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.